Welcome to the January 10th virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by visiting speaker Dr. Carolyn J. Kroller, assisted by our minister Reverend Pam Phillips and worship associate Kimberly Homer. Parts of the service cannot be captured in a single video or audio file because Carolyn divided the congregants into breakout rooms, and those in attendance were in just one of several group meetings simultaneously. Carolyn followed each session by asking us specific questions with the request that we respond using the Zoom chat function. She then read examples. In the podcast, there are several seconds of silence between her sending us off to a breakout room and her follow-up comments.
I'll start by ringing our bowl. Good morning, I'm the Reverend Pam Phillips and I am honored to serve this congregation. And while we have a guest speaker today who will lead us through an experience that will prove especially useful in the weeks and months ahead, I wanted and needed to be with you today. In times like these, we need to be together. We've all had a week like no other, bringing with us into this space all the thoughts and feelings stirred by the events of this past week. It is good to be together.
Good morning and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I'm Kimberly Homer and I'm happy to be weaving worship today with Rev Pam, with Dr. Carolyn Kroller, our ushers Akiko, Ramey, and Isabel, and with inspiration and help from Victoria Taylor. If you are with us for the first time, we are glad that you found us and we would like to get to know you better. You'll find a link to the virtual visitors card in the chat. Fill it out if you'd like us to keep in touch with you. And we invite you to stay after the service for our virtual coffee hour. We'll go into breakout rooms for a chance to meet in smaller groups for conversation. If you have a joy or a sorrow you'd like shared aloud this morning, you'll find a link in the chat for that as well. And there are also many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. Look at the calendar on our website for times and Zoom links. Thanks to all the volunteers who make these activities possible.
I would like to highlight a couple of announcements or opportunities this week. The first is this afternoon at 1 o'clock, the anti-racism discussion group will be meeting. And if anything has helped us wake up again to racial injustice in this country, this week certainly has done that. So I encourage you, if that's a place that you'd like to be, look in the calendar on the website for the Zoom link. I'd also like you to know about two opportunities for connection. The first is we're having a mid-year Soul Matters sign up. If you would like to be in a Soul Matters small group where you can meet with other people in the congregation once a month to delve more deeply into our monthly themes, there'll be a link in the chat for the Soul Matters groups. And also you can find it in the announcements. I'd like you to sign up this week so we can get you into a group. The other is the Connections Committee is doing a survey. It's called Let's Get Connected survey. It's an opportunity for you to let us know what kinds of hobbies, activities you enjoy that you'd like to do with other people in the congregation. 10 people so far have already completed it. This is not, I'm planning to lead an activity. It's a, this is what I'd like to do and I'd like to meet others who would like to do the same thing. So that link will be in the chat as well. And also you find it in our announcements. And now I'd like to introduce our Director of Lifespan Faith Development who will share a couple of other opportunities for connection and growth.
Good morning. I wanted to let you know about two adult RE opportunities coming up over the next few weeks. Beginning in January and held on the fourth Tuesday of the month through May, we'll be hosting the Fifth Dimension for adults. You might recognize this curriculum as one we use for middle school, but I've had requests for an adult version for the past several years, so we decided that middle schoolers shouldn't get to have all the fun. The Fifth Dimension uses episodes of The Twilight Zone as the basis for discussion of values, ethics, and social justice issues. And although the episodes aired 60 years ago, they're still surprisingly relevant. The episodes for the adult series have been chosen as ones that will allow us to discuss current happenings in the U.S. and the world. Our first class will be on Tuesday, January 26th from 7 to 8 p.m., and it'll be on Zoom. We'll be watching the episode The Obsolete Man with a discussion on the dangers of totalitarianism. No registration is necessary, and all classes stand alone, so we hope you'll join us. The other adult class being offered is Transgender Inclusion in Congregations. We held this class last in 2019, but you're invited to join again even if you fully or partially completed the class then. Transgender Inclusion in Congregations is a wonderful six-session workshop offered by Transforming Hearts Collective that focuses on helping our congregation to be fully inclusive and affirming of the full breadth of gender diversity. We encourage all congregants to take this class to gain the context and skills to help us transform into a fully welcoming congregation. You may attend this course in person online during class times or on demand on your own schedule, and you can go back and forth as your schedule dictates. But whenever possible, we do recommend attending discussions during class time, as listening to others will greatly enhance your class experience. The class will be held online on the first and third Thursdays of the month from 7 to 9 p.m., and registration is required. You'll find the registration link in our announcements and weekly LFD emails. Please let me know if you have any questions on either of these two classes, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Karen. And now I invite you all, if you have a chalice or candle at home, to join in kindling the flame of community. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
Our opening words were written by Sharon Wiley. Let this be the place you consider what you've never considered. Let this be the place you imagine for yourself, something new and unthinkable. May this hour bring dreams of new ways of being in the world. Come, let us worship together. Please join with Mindy Quigley in reading our congregational covenant.
We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. We will listen to one another respectfully, assume good intentions, use the power of our words with care, express gratitude, honor our differences, help one another, and welcome all. We will communicate directly, honestly, and compassionately. When we hurt one another, we will forgive, make amends, and reconnect. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions.
Each week, the UUC NRV donates half of the offering to a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient at our virtual service is To Our House, which provides thermal shelter and meals for unhoused NRV men and women in the winter months. This winter, we're partnering with Glade Church by providing 360 meals and drinks. Please see the screen and the order of service for ways to give. Excuse me, and join in reading these words. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end.
And now I invite us all into a time of meditation and prayer. Take a deep breath. And ground yourself in whatever way helps you to be present to this moment. Spirit of life, spirit of love, please be with us now and always, but especially in this time of great anxiety and unrest. As we watched the Citadel of Freedom, the US Capitol, being desecrated by terrorists this week, we have come to understand and appreciate what fear is. We pray that all those who were devastated by the events on that day, who were traumatized by the events on that day, find peace and find healing. And we know that it's not just the people who were in the Capitol, but those of us who were watching along on television and on the internet. Our trust and faith in democracy is shaken by events like this week. And yet we know that the trust that we have always held, the faith that we have held on to, is something of a privilege. Let the events of this week be a true wake-up call that we must do all we can to preserve this nation. Let us open our hearts and our minds to all those who felt it necessary to support insurrection. But let us hold them accountable. If we do not, then we are complicit in their actions. Spirit of life, spirit of love, spirit of justice, give us the courage to do what we can to preserve and protect and promote liberty for all. Amen. And blessed be.
Well, this morning, we are in for a treat. We have a wonderful guest speaker, and she's going to lead us through some amazing exercises. So I'm really excited for this. And I have to tell you, when I first met Carrie, I had no idea that she was a published writer with a PhD in biology. She was teaching Sunday school in the preschool children's class at Christ Episcopal Church. And my daughter Gwyneth, who was then two and too young for the class, sidled her way in there anyway. And I worried that Gwyneth would somehow disrupt the liturgical experience for the other children. But Carrie reassured me that the only important lesson is that they are welcome. I have used that as a metric for every gathering I've been in since. Well, if there was ever a week when we understand the importance of welcoming the stranger and communicating across differences, this would be it. Good intentions are necessary, of course, but not sufficient without technique. Carrie uses the power of play and experiential learning in helping researchers convey the importance of their complicated work to lay people. And she's going to lead us through some fun exercises in communication this morning. It is a joy and a privilege to have her here. Please welcome Dr. Carrie Kraler.
Thank you, Kimberly. I'm going to call you out with a story in return, which is that I remember you from Gwyneth's infancy. My daughter's lifelong goal was to be Mary in the Christmas pageant. And when she finally got to be able to do that, Kimberly Homer offered up Gwyneth to be baby Jesus. And this 7 or 8 or 9 year old, I can't remember how old my daughter was, held her in the pageant. I thought that was an act of incredible courage on your part, Kimberly. I want to acknowledge my friend and colleague, Patty Ron, who's the director of the Center for Communicating Science at Virginia Tech, and also the Alan Alda Center for Communicating Science. Both of them have contributed to the exercises that we're going to do this morning. We do think it's really important for researchers to be able to communicate clearly, but we also think it's really important for them to listen and to be able to imagine the lives and the needs of others, especially those, their communication partners and their audiences. And so when Victoria contacted me and said the theme is imagination, I want to share with you some exercises that help you imagine others. We do believe, as Kimberly said, in the power of learning by doing and then reflecting on that doing. And before we do the exercises, I want to show a short video that one of my nieces sent me yesterday while I was doing my last think through of what we would do today. And it just hit me in a really special place. It's a very short video. Pam's going to share screen and show it to us.
Where are you going with those boots, Joseph?
That's all you need to see. I had this powerful physical memory when I saw that video of myself in my dad's shoes, stumbling down a hallway. I could feel my little feet slipping around in the shoes and imagining that I was my dad. And then later, of course, maybe wearing my mom's high heel shoes and my little feet sliding down to the toes. Pretty sure that's the last time I ever wore high heels, actually. But and I am sure that all of you did this when you were children. But I'm also pretty sure that for most of us, that was the last time we tried to walk in someone else's shoes. And that is the classic metaphor for trying to experience life, trying to develop empathy. The four exercises we're going to do today are to help you build your muscles of empathy and of listening. The first two are just to tune up your listening skills, because you're going to use your listening skills in the second two. We're going to be flying you in and out of breakout rooms. And I know that some of you are together already in your Zoom screens. Our goal for the first exercise is that people do it in partnerships. So if you find yourself with three, because one person's in one screen and the other person's the other two people are in a screen, just adapt the exercise however you want to. You can have an observer, or you can figure out how to do it around a circle of three instead of two. In this first exercise, you're going to hold a conversation about what you had for breakfast, or if you haven't had breakfast yet, what's your favorite thing for to eat for breakfast. But you're going to do it with very special rules. One person is going to say a sentence, and the other person is going to repeat that sentence before they add a sentence. You'll add a sentence and your partner will repeat just that sentence and then add a sentence. So Kimberly and I are gonna do a quick demo here. Tell me what you had for breakfast, Kimberly.
I had a cinnamon raisin bagel.
I had a cinnamon raisin bagel. I'm repeating her sentence. I'm gonna add one of my own. I had apples with yogurt. Kimberly's going to repeat.
So I had a cinnamon raisin bagel and you had apples with yogurt.
You only need to repeat my sentence. That's why we're demoing. So okay. I had apples with yogurt.
I had apples with yogurt.
And then you'll add a sentence.
And a cup of coffee.
I'm going to repeat only the new part that she said, and a cup of coffee. And then I'm going to add my own sentence. I never drink coffee. I don't know why I never got into the habit of it. And she'll repeat just that and add a sentence.
I never got in the habit of drinking coffee. I never drink coffee. I never got into the habit of it.
And then you add your own.
But sometimes it's hard to wake up in the morning.
Great. All right, so we're going to put you into the breakout rooms, and you're only going to be in there for 2 minutes. So introduce yourself to your partner, but don't spend any time talking about the storming of the Capitol or anything else, because you need to get right to the exercise. You'll be in there for only 2 minutes, and then we're going to yank you right back out.
Okay.
We'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right, everyone's back. Welcome back. And let's use the chat for a minute. Just write something in the chat that is one thing you noticed about yourself doing this exercise. One thing you learned about yourself doing this exercise. You can write something in the chat quickly and also read what other people are writing in the chat. It doesn't have to be super profound. It could be, I noticed I didn't have breakfast. Oh, we stopped repeating when we started being curious. It helped me listen, focus on listening. It was odd to say someone else's words. I wasn't sure how to proceed when someone else wasn't following the procedure. My memory's worse than I had thought. That's definitely true of me. I've already forgotten what the next exercise is. I wanted to make the part that I was repeating make sense. Yeah, great. I learned that I'm often focusing on what I would say next instead of on what the other person is saying. That is so true for so many of us, thanks to the person who said that. We're gonna recreate hope we, you know, Zoom always plays tricks on us, but we're going to recreate, we hope, send you out with another partner. But if you're with the same partner, it's okay. And we're going to do another listening exercise with a slight twist. The topic is going to be hobbies or something you really enjoy doing. And the rule is going to be, there's not going to be repeating of sentences. The rule is going to be that you will begin your sentence with the last letter of your partner's sentence. So Kimberly, give me a sentence about something you enjoy doing, some hobby.
I enjoy following the Maya calendar.
Okay, she ended her sentence with the letter R. So I'm gonna begin my sentence about hobbies with the letter R. Rarely do I have time to do some of the hobbies that I really enjoy. Now I've ended with Y, and she's going to start her sentence with the letter Y.
You nevertheless have some hobbies that I admire.
Great. Now I have to start with E. So we're going to send you into breakout rooms instead of me struggling to come up with a word that starts with E every time that happens. Okay, so we hope that it'll go more smoothly. We know some of you got stuck, not in a breakout room, but hopefully this time you'll be in a breakout room. Have fun. Great, welcome back everyone. I wanna use a thumb poll. Have you ever done thumb polls where you cover your camera?
No.
Or you can just use your hand. Okay. If you found yourself trying to help your partner by ending on an easier letter, cover your camera.
I did once in a while. Okay, so half cover the camera.
if that didn't occur to you, cover your camera. Great. If you purposefully made things more challenging by trying to end on X or something, cover your camera.
Yep.
Okay. See, we had some real game players here. And if you think that in normal life, real life, you do not usually listen to the end of someone else's sentence, cover your camera. Okay, we have some good listeners. Great. Well, I challenge everyone to continue reflecting on this exercise in the weeks to come. And if you don't usually listen to all the way to the ends of people's sentences, give that a try. We are usually planning what we want to say or thinking about what we want to eat for dinner or worrying about the meeting we have to go to the next day or anything but actually listening to the whole sentence. In the next exercise, we're going to put you in rooms of four, breakout rooms of four. And I hope that most of you will actually end up in breakout rooms of four. I know there's been some Zoom technical difficulty. And in those rooms, you will each have 2 minutes and we will have a timer and send you messages to move along so that you don't use up more than 2 minutes. You'll have 2 minutes each to tell some story from your childhood. And it can be any story from your childhood. It could be something that informs who you are today, but really that's any story from your childhood. So don't stress too much about the profundity of your story. Just tell a story from your childhood for 2 minutes. And group members, give the gift of your full attention. You've had a couple of listening exercises now, so listen very carefully while the other person is speaking. And look for those broadcast messages that we'll send that say, time is up, move to the next person. And just to make things go more quickly, do this in alphabetical order with the first letter of your first name, so that you can quickly decide who's telling the first story in your group and who's telling the second story in your group.
A story from your childhood?
Yeah.
A story from your childhood. Any story from your childhood. I see some smiles, so I hope that means people heard some really wonderful childhood stories. And people are nodding, great, great. For the second half of this exercise, we're gonna send you back into those same rooms. We hope that you're sent back into those same rooms. And I want you to each take a turn retelling one of your groupmates' stories in the first person. So, hi, my name is Kimberly Homer, and when I was a child, we were on a family vacation once. Policemen started following us, and my dad turned up a rough road that the police car couldn't follow and got us out of there. It was an amazing story. So I want you to tell someone else's story in the first person. And this won't take you as long as the original telling, probably, if you're like me, because you will have forgotten some of the details, but do your best and other people can chip in and help if they want to. The point of this is not to make anyone feel like they're insufficient in retelling the story. The point is just to have the stories retold by someone else. So have fun with this and we'll see you in a few minutes. I want to do just a little bit of chat reflecting on this one. I'm going to ask four questions and you can put in chat any of these questions that you'd like to answer. The questions are, how did it feel to tell your story? How did it feel to hear someone else's story? How did it feel to have to tell someone else's story? And how did you feel when you heard your story retold? So we'll just give that a minute and answer whichever one of those speaks to you the most.
Can you give the four again? Your four.
Yeah, sure. How did it feel to hear? How did it feel to tell your story?
Okay.
And how did it feel to hear your groupmates' stories? And then how did it feel to retell someone else's story and to hear your own story retold by someone else? Yeah, people are putting in chat, hard to decide what was important or felt validating that other people had listened to the story. Unsure about getting all the facts right. It felt good to remember someone else's, but it was funny hearing my own back. Hearing people's stories made me feel that I knew them better. The stories were fascinating. Yeah, people are full of fascinating stories, aren't they? Mm-hmm. It was more fun to hear other stories than to tell my own, and I enjoyed telling another story. I loved hearing them and learning more about people that I'd known for a long time. Great. I wanted to help the person with adding detail. Yeah, don't forget the great part where whatever. I was afraid Kimberly's dad was going to drive off a cliff or something in her story. Great. Thanks for sharing all those. That's wonderful. And, you know, I think you can save the chat before the service is over if anybody wants to have time to actually read through all of these reflections. It's sometimes fun to do that later in a calm and quiet place. We have one more exercise. Thanks for sticking with us. And this one I think is pretty good for this week. We're going to put you this time in groups of three, and you're going to rant about something for one full minute. You can rant about whatever you want to. It could be tiny, like the faucet that won't stop dripping, or it could be huge, like global catastrophe, or it could be something, and I'm not going to name any names, that happened recently in our country's history. You may rant about whatever you want to. And we will send timers. Your minute is up, move to the next person. And let's have, just for the sake of moving things along, this time have the person who starts ranting be the person with the longest hair. You'll go from longest hair to shortest hair in your groups of three. And if you end up with more than three people or less, just adapt the time. So rant, and then we'll bring you back. And really, if you want to stomp your feet and wave your arms around or curse, let it fly. Really rant about something, something that really irritates you or angers you or frustrates you. All right, Kimberly, send them away to rant. All right, welcome back, ranters. I hope your blood pressure went up high, but not too high in this rant. And I'm sure you know that there's going to be a second part to this exercise, which is that we're going to send you back into the same breakout rooms. And I want you all to tell the other person, the other people in your room, the values that you heard through their rant, the emotions and the values that you heard behind the rant. Imagine yourself to be the ranter, and what is it that lies behind the rant that caused them to rant about that particular topic? Okay, everybody understand that? So you'll say, Ellen, I heard from your rant that timely communication is important to you, that people reading their emails is important to you, that clear communication is important to you, and that you know that women run the world. just saying. Okay, so have fun reframing the rants in your groups. Tell people what values you heard, what you learned about them from their rant.
All right.
We'll see you in a few minutes.
And off we go.
Aw, I see a small person. Hello. Maybe wearing his dad's shoes. I'm walking down the hall.
I'm angry.
That's great. I want to do one last chat reflection and just have people write in chat for a minute one thing that you learned about yourself today from any of the exercises. You can focus on that last one about the rant or any of the others. Kimberly and I learned that Zoom is tough and and that you have to keep recalculating how many people to put in, or how many, what is it? How many breakout rooms, Kimberly? Yeah. Sorry about any technical glitches that anyone ran into. Great, I can be a good listener. It's important to acknowledge when our feelings are hurt. I get the feeling behind the words. That's great. Good listener, but not good rememberer. Oh, I didn't get to rant. Oh no, you can rant later. Maybe rant at coffee hour. Just say, I didn't get to rant. I'm gonna do that in coffee hour. I have so much to learn. Structure enables good listening. Yeah, good listening takes intentionality. That is so true. It's nice to hear my rant translated into something calm but similar. Great.
Dick Bauman, there is so much to rant about. Absolutely. Yes,
there is so much to rant about. Oh, goodness. Great, but talking to each other and listening well can help us see that we're not as different as we sometimes think. We have a lot of similarities. And you all are doing such a wonderful job of connecting across geographical differences right now. This has been really wonderful for me to experience that you're in your homes, and your homes aren't even all in the New River Valley, but you're connecting. That's lovely.
Or even on this continent.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fantastic. That's very exciting. Well, I said at the beginning that at the Center for Communicating Science, we think that empathy and listening and connecting are muscles that can be built and strengthened. And this is just a little mini example of the kinds of things that we do to help people with some of that. I thank you for participating even through the technical glitches and for being good listeners in your breakout rooms. And I hope that you'll take with you your listening skills and your ability to imagine other people's lives, and that we will all try to think about sticking our feet in somebody else's shoes and then staggering down the hall or stumbling down the hall or maybe dancing down the hall or running down the hall, whatever works. Thank you very much for sticking with me through this. And I think there's a little bit more to your service, so I'll hand it back to Kimberly.
Well, and I would just, I know we're muted, but I think we should unmute and give Carrie a big round of applause. Thank you so much. Yes. This is wonderful.
Thank you.
Woo! Thank you so much, Carrie. That was
fun.
Really helpful. And good. I think it was good for us to smile and laugh too. Today's benediction was written by Tess Baumgartner. Wouldn't it be great if we walked around surrounded by our souls so that they were the first things people saw instead of the last things? Then people would judge us by who we really are instead of how we look. Imagine no more racism, ageism, sexism, fatism, shortism, homophobia. Imagine falling in love with who a person is just by looking at them. We extinguish the chalice, but not the light of truth, the fire of commitment, and certainly not the warmth of this community. Let us carry those in our hearts until we are together again.